This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
I'm Terry Dry. I'm an advisor and an entrepreneur, which really just means I've founded, grown, and kind of reinvented companies for the last 25 years. And now I'm at this point in my career where I've been successful, and I just get so much passion and drive from helping others be successful. So that's why I'm the founder of Future Proof Advisors, which is where we help mid-market businesses on essentially how to transcend barriers inhibiting growth so as to essentially achieve much bigger and better outcomes. Because ultimately, that's me. I want to create a better future for people and for business.
Well, Terry, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Question number two, what is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
Yeah, it's funny. I think what makes me smile is really helping people. And maybe that sounds a little sappy, but it's helping people grow and make breakthroughs. And it just makes me so gratified. And then I would actually tell you on the side, what makes people laugh is when I share my own experiences in business, essentially where I screwed up in the past and where I've made mistakes so I can help them not make a mistake. So not only do I laugh, but they laugh too.
I love that. And it's great when you can laugh at yourself because, you know, it just makes you more real and approachable. So I love that.
Yeah, I have those moments where I'm like, okay, that's why that happened 10 years ago is so that I could help this person not screw that up. Now I get why I went through that trauma.
That's a great way to look at it. I love it. Yeah. Question number three. I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
To me, it would be the chapter, whatever chapter is about mindset. Mm-hmm. And really what that means is, do you have a play to win mindset or do you have a play not to lose? Because in business, more than anything else, it's all about the mindset of essentially the leader and their energy. And to me, that's always the biggest area of focus. But sometimes people just skip that and move right into the thing they're doing.
Mm, I love that. And it's so true because, you know, if you have the wrong mindset, you're just going to create unnecessary obstacles, stress, whatever you can think of. And so if you have that right mindset, boy, you're going to be sailing through all the challenges that come your way, I would imagine. Is that your experience?
Totally true and so hard to do, right? Like any entrepreneur, you've got self-doubt, you've got anxiety, you've got team, you've got a lot of stuff going on in your head. So it's not always easy, but if you stay focused on mindset in general and you're aware of it, like there's just so much you can gain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Question number four. Other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude and care for customers, what advice or insight would you give to other business leaders?
It's kind of my mantra always, which is be resourceful. And I kind of use this little statement, which is the right answer is out there somewhere and your job is to go find it. And there's so many people who I think in business will focus on, I got to solve this problem, rather than stepping back and going, am I trying to solve a problem that's already been solved? And if so, be resourceful and figure out what that is. Is it a partnership? Is it a person? Is it something, a freelancer that will help you? And just being really resourceful, especially today, because the internet is an amazing thing and Zoom is an amazing thing. And there's so many different ways now where you can be really resourceful.
It's very true. And, you know, I love the point that you make about, are you trying to solve a problem that's already been solved? I mean, why, you know, for using an overworked recreating the wheel. I mean, why try and do something difficult like solving something that you can just go and you can find, as you say, a resource or a tool, etc. It's very, very, very important to remember that time is such a valuable asset that we have, and if we waste that time by not taking advantage of something that could be very cost effective for us, it's nuts. Would you agree?
Completely agree. And there's so many times where people are trying to do things that like someone else can do this better. So why wouldn't you give that to your customer or give that to your business? Why on earth would you try to recreate it when it's already there? And now it's about, to your point, speed, and also the rate of change is greater than ever before. So if you're not able to be resourceful, adaptable, agile, you're kind of, you're archaic in a sense. You've got to move forward. And being resourceful is the easiest way to do it. And I do that in life too, every which way you can. If you can find people or things that can help you get further along and play to your strengths and play to someone else's, that's a win.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. Thank you for that. Question number five, what other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
Well, I thought about this. There's a great, great friend of mine, and he leads a company called The Art of Tea, which if you haven't ever heard of it, I recommend it. It's just the most high-end, fantastic tea. And his name is Steve Schwartz, and he's mission-based. It's a terrific story behind it, fantastic product. And he's just this entrepreneur with this growing, fantastic business. And I think he'd be great for what this is as far as the combo of winning at business and life. He's a great one for that.
Wow. Thank you for that. It sounds really like a great person to interview. So I appreciate that referral. And our final question, question number six, please tell me about your first job.
My first job is in a kind of store that doesn't exist anymore, which is a record store. I always wanted to be in the music business. I loved music. And I worked in a big record store in Chicago where I grew up. I loved it. And it's funny what I learned, which like I was in the retail business, obviously, and I was also in the service business because I was on the floor helping people asking questions. And fast forward, those are the businesses that I work with today as an advisor, is agency business, service business, retail, e-com, and how that's changed. And it's kind of funny when I think back that it formed that. But I learned so much, everything from like being on time, being disciplined, to just regular ins and outs of business, people, how things really work, even like the CD music business. And even I'll never forget, there was a Ticketmaster computer back there. And whenever it was slow, I would sit there and just play around with the computer and learn how interesting that system was and how it worked. And so it was a great experience for me. But that was my first job now in an industry or area that doesn't even exist anymore.
It is really true, because as you were describing it, I was thinking of Tower Records, you know, and they're no longer around. And I actually, one of my first jobs as well is with was a huge chain, Radio Shack, that really is no longer around anymore either. Yeah. It's just the way it is. But it's a great story, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. And I really appreciate you for being on the show. So how can people find you?
You can find me at our website at futureproofadvisors.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, or you can always just send me an email. I think you're linking me to that, so you don't want me to spell anything out, but feel free to reach out if I can be helpful.
Perfect. This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast. Get hundreds of amazing business insights from previous guest episodes on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.